Today's shiur will be beginning with Bava Basra Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, approximately 6-7 lines from the bottom. There's a triangle. These triangles indicate a series of cases, as one can note on the side of the Gemara. There's a Mivneh heading, and it indicates that this series will continue till Lamed Amud Beis. The triangles enclose an expression, Hahu di Omar Le Lechabre, and the double underline, which also represents a series, will be the taina of the original owner, Mai Bois Bahai Besa or Ara, what are you doing in this house or on this land? And as we've noted on the side, these are a Sidra Shel Mikrim, a series of incidents, Shel Tvias Mocher, Morakama, where the original owner, the seller, comes with a claim, Utguvas HaMuchzak, and the responses of the person who's currently inhabiting it. The first case opens up with a claim and a response, and to that you will find the cases come to Rav Nachman, who offers a psak, and then Rava has a response to Rav Nachman's psak, and then a second case. These you will find in diamonds, where Rav Nachman and Rava offer their observations or their legal decisions regarding these cases. And what we'll find in the Hemshech of the Gemara, in the continuation of the Gemara, that there seems to be a contradiction between the approach Rav Nachman and Rava respectively take to the two incidents. And this you will find in the diamonds that you see a little bit further down. Four lines from the bottom is one diamond, and then there's a second case that's noted by the last word on the page, the second diamond. And we will note that there seems to be a contradiction between these cases. So let's begin the Gemara. Hahu diomar leh lechavrei, Mai Bois Bahai Besa. Someone said to his friend, his fellow man, he says, what are you doing in this house? Amale. So the occupier responds, Minoch zavinte va'achlis shnei chazok. I bought it from you and I've been benefiting from it, literally consuming it, but it means benefiting from it, this borrowed expression from fields and fruits where they consume the fruits, but here it's benefiting from the house, shnei chazoka, years of chazoka. So the occupier says, I've been benefiting from it for the years of chazoka, which ordinarily would mean 3 years. I've been here for 3 years, and you didn't protest. Omale, so the original owner says, well, it's very simple why I didn't protest. It's by no means an indication that I'm acceding or conceding that you're the owner. Rather, he says, Ano bishchuni gavoy havoy. I was dwelling in inner rooms, and every day I would walk through your section of the house where you were dwelling, but with my permission. You were dwelling there with my consent. Oh, so we have this controversy. One fellow claiming it's that he bought it. He bought it and used it years of chazoka, and you didn't protest. 3 years went by, that's why I don't have the shtar anymore. And the original owner says, you were using it with my consent. So, Asu Lekameh de Rav Nachman. Omar Lei, Rav Nachman says to the machzik, that would mean the purchaser, the current owner, the one who's claiming ownership, new ownership, he says, Zil Bror Achiloscha. You have to clarify your ownership. The Rashbam explains, Zil Bror Achiloscha, Hove Edim Shedarto Babayis Levadcho. Notice how we've dashed, underlined the expression Levadcho, key expression, that you've been living in this house by yourself. Gimel Shana Buloy Oisoy Shebo Imach Bedin, without this guy who's coming together with you today in this case. Kedin kol cheskas gimel shanim shetzorch lahavi edim sheichzik bo chazok gemura. In accordance with any use of 3 years, which demands the presenting of witnesses that can testify that you've been here, using it in a chazok gemura fashion, in a complete ownership style. We have noted in the text of the Gemara that you see on your screen, the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemaras have a very important addition, and you find it in parentheses. It says there, Rav Nachman l'toivas hamoicher. Rav Nachman is paskening to the benefit of the original owner. He's putting the burden of proof on the new guy. Omar le Rava. Rava asks a question. Achi dina, he says, with a tone of wonderment. As you notice in the pre-marked Gemaras that appear on your screen, some of you may have ordered the Shas Ozer bound editions already, and you'll notice that there's written b'tmiha. That helps in the reading, in the intonation. That, again, Rava says, Achi dina, this is the way to rule. Ha-motzi mechaveru olof haraya. Someone who's coming to extract something from its current status, he has to bring the proof. In other words, we have someone who's currently dwelling there. Who's trying to extract it? The original guy is trying to extract from the guy who's currently dwelling there. That's called, once again, Hamotzi, the one who's extracting Mechavera from the one who's currently holding it. Olav, it's upon the Motzi, upon the extractor, Haraya, he has to bring the proof. So, we see that Rava, and you'll note in the text of the Gemara we've included in parentheses, Rava l'toivas halokeach. Rava is paskening to the benefit of the current fellow, of the possessor. Gemara continues, and as we said in our introduction, we're going to present what seems superficially a contradiction between Rava's ruling here and Rava elsewhere, and likewise Rav Nachman's ruling here and Rav Nachman elsewhere. Notice the long question marking? This means that we're raising a contradiction, is an intense question, we can say, and it lasts, you'll notice from here, the second line from the bottom, and it goes down several lines further on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And you can see this by taking advantage of the wonderful marking system that you're exposed to here in the Shas Ozer edition. The kuf between the Gemara and the Rashi with a vertical dash line shows the extent to which the question is presented. And here we go. We're now going to read the question. V'rami d'rova ad'rova, v'rami d'rav Nachman ad'rav Nachman. Dehahu di omale lechavre. Kol nichsi debe bar sisin mazvina loch. There's a gentleman claiming that I sold to you all those pieces of land that I bought from a man known as bar sisin. So all of the lands that I bought from Bar Sisin, those are the lands I sold to you. Avoy hahi ara dehavi mikri debe Bar Sisin. There was another parcel of land that the community referred to it as Bar Sisin land. Omale, the seller says, ha, and notice we have quotation marks indicating this is the speaker, and it lasts for two lines. You can see all of this is what the Mocher says. Regarding that particular parcel of land that people call the Bar Sisin land, the Mocher says, the seller says, Ho lav debe Bar Sisin he. It's not the real Bar Sisin. V'ikru yehu demikri debe Bar Sisin. It's just that it got this name. People call it that, but it's not one of these, it's not one of the lands that I bought from Bar Sisin. So we have a particular parcel of land that's the subject of controversy between the purchaser and the seller. Asu le kamei de Rav Nachman. The case came to Rav Nachman. notice the diamond use here is to connect it with the beginning of the case, which was the diamond at the end of the previous Amud. Number two, this is where the Gemara presents the Psak. So the case came to Rav Nachman, Asula Kameh to Rav Nachman, Ukmo Biyoda de Lo Keach. He establishes that piece of land as owned by the purchaser. We've noted in the text of the Gemara, between the lines, you notice in parentheses, Rav Nachman L'toivas HaLokeach. Rav Nachman is paskening, is ruling to the benefit of the purchaser. Compare this to Rav Nachman's psak, Rav Nachman's ruling in the previous case, and by use of the write-ins, one of the features of the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemaras, you can see immediately by glancing back or scrolling back to Choftes Amud Beis, you notice Rav Nachman, when there was a controversy between a seller and a buyer, there he seemed to paskin to the benefit of the mocher, the original owner. Here he seems to be paskin, ruling to the benefit of the purchaser. Amale Rava, Dina Hachi, the same intonation. Even though we haven't written in to the lines Bitmiha, we're relying on your familiarity with what happened in the case before. If necessary, we advocate putting in all additional markings that help each individual learner. So Rava says, Dina Hachi, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Haraya. The rule is, and here it's interesting, he's consistent with respect to the citation of the rule, and what is he saying? He's saying that the one who's trying to extract, in this case the Lokeach, is trying to extract land. He's a new guy. He's the new guy on the block, this Lokeach. It's like a fresh sale, and there's a piece of land that's part of the controversy. So who's the Motzi? The new guy is trying to extract, namely the Lokeach. The purchaser is trying to extract from its being held by the seller. So the Lokeach is Olav Haraya. He has to bring proof. So in other words, Rava is ruling to whose benefit? He's ruling to the benefit of the seller. He's putting the burden of proof on the buyer. Compare this to Rava on the previous summit, where Rava ruled to the benefit of the purchaser. Here he's ruling to the benefit of the seller. Kashya de Rava ade Rava, Kashya de Rav Nachman ade Rav Nachman. There seems to be this contradiction between the Piskei Din, the rulings of Rav Nachman, and respectively, and the rulings of Rava, respectively. With that, you see we've ended the long question. The Gemara now proceeds to answer, and we provided a marking indicating the length of the answer with a circle around it and a vertical dashed line indicating the length of the tshuva, or the tirutz, the answer. And you can see it's around 7-8 lines. All of this is answer material. The Gemara says, Derava adarava lo kashya. And you notice the squiggle underline featuring that expression. That brings out the structure of the Gemara, because if you just look at the next line, you'll notice a similar squiggle underline where it says the Rav Nachmanami lo kashya. The Gemara resolves both of the inherent, what seemed to be inherent contradiction, inherentness in the terms of Rava, within Rava and within Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, the Rava adarava loy kashya. Rava is consistent in that at all times he grants ownership to the one who is the possessor of it, the muhzak. He's consistent in that sense. The muhzak wins. Hasam, in case two, we've put in numbers in parentheses to help you connect it with the numbers that were used previously in the Gemara. So in case two, mocher koi benichse, the mocher was the holder of the lands, and there was a new fellow, namely the Lokeach, the new guy on the block, trying to acquire the lands. So as such, the Mocher wins. That's in case two, Lefi Rava. Hacha, in case one, remember there was a fellow living there for 3 years. No one argued with that. Even the seller acknowledged that, yeah, you were there, but I gave you reshus. But he was holding already. The purchaser was already holding it. That's what the Gemara says. Hocha lo keach koi benich. Say hocha is case one. The Rav Nachman and the Rav Nachman nami lo ikashya. We'll find there's no inconsistency in terms of Rav Nachman's psak piskei din either. Hasam, in case two, kevon di omar lei, since the mocher said, the bay bar season, I am selling you the lands of bar season. Umikri de bay bar season, and the questionable land happened to be also called bar season. No one argued with that. That was accepted. Well, who's trying to change the status of things? Who's trying to play around, so to speak? The mocher is, because he's trying to redefine that land that was called bar season, saying it's not the real bar season. Well, ole di day, ram yo le gluye, the lav, the bay, bar season he. It's therefore upon him to expose the gluye, like to expose, to reveal that it's not bar season. Avol hocha, in case one, where Rav Nachman ruled to the benefit of the mocher, lo yehe ela denokit shtora. Let us view the lokeach as if he had a shtar. A shtar, if anything, is better than a chazoka. Shtar, the chazoka is something that comes around simply to strengthen a situation where there's no shtar. But a chazoka, we can say, is subsidiary in strength to the shtar. The original source of strength is the shtar. So let us just imagine that he would have a better position. The lokeach would have a shtar, which is better than the chazoka. Elo amrinon le, wouldn't we tell the lokeach, kayem shtorcha v'kul benichsi? Wouldn't we tell him that? What does that mean? Establish the validity of the shtar. In other words, even if the lokeach came with the shtar, we'd still be telling him, Bring witnesses to acknowledge that these are their signatures. So that under all circumstances, the lokeach would have to prove his presence there as legitimate. Continuing in the Gemara, you notice there's a triangle, and as far as people who are looking at Daf Lamed alone, they wouldn't notice that there was a previous triangle, but we provided in our introductory remarks in the opening of the Gemara, this is part of a series that began on Chof Tes Amud Beis. In using the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemaras, it's important always to see the general picture, not to focus on individual lines. That's the unique feature of this approach to learning, and it gives you a chance to scan, to get a bird's eye view of the Dapim. And the way it works is you look at, since the markings were designed to be used with a volume, with a Gemara, a bound Gemara, even though the screen that many of you are viewing is in fact a wonderful innovation, but the standard approach was to have two facing pages in a book form, and as such, if you're on a particular Amud Aleph, there was a previous Amud Beis, the markings are covering both facing pages. So you should always scan and see if there was a similar form or shape on the previous Amud. Or when you're on an Amud Beis, you have an opportunity to look ahead to the next facing page to see a similar shape. So in this case, we note that this is a continuation of the series that began on Chof Tes Amud Beis, of cases of claims of sellers and responses of buyers or current occupiers. So the case begins. Ahud yamalei lechavrei, my boyis b'hai beisa. What are you doing in this house? Everyone knows this house was mine. Amalei, the purchaser, the current occupier, says, minoch zavinte v'achalte shnei chazoka. I bought it from you, and I've been here for the years of Chazoka. Amale, the mocher, says, Beshuki baroi havoi. I was far away. I was, baroi literally means outside, but for our purposes it means I was far away. a place where there's no communication. The Rashbam talks about there were no caravans, but caravans were the standard form of conveyance of communication. And I didn't know that you were here, and that's why I didn't protest. Amale, the lokeach says back, V'ho isli sadi, t'chol shasa, have asis talsin yoimi. I have witnesses that every year you came to town for 30 days. Amale, the mocher says, talsin yoimi, true, I was here in town for 30 days, but during those 30 days, v'shukoi have taridna. I was preoccupied with business. I'm a salesman, and I'm finding customers, and I'm constantly occupied with that. The Rashbam, four lines from the bottom, says, "Bishukoi havei taridno limkor scherosi v'liknoi sacheres," selling my merchandise and buying new merchandise to turn over profits. V'lo yodati shata dor bevesi, says the Rashbam. And the owner is claiming, I didn't know you were in the house. For example, the salesman, who the original owner, has another place to sleep in the same town. Omar Rava, Ovid Inish, the Chol Talsin Yomi, Torid Beshuka. This claim, the claims of the mocher, original owner, are legitimate claims. That is, it's not unusual for a person to have been 30 days, even though he's in town, but preoccupied with his business, and hence didn't know to issue a macho, a protest. Hahu diomar le lechavrei, my boyis b'hai ara. Previous cases had, what are you doing in this base? So here it's a case of, what are you doing on this land? Omale, the purchaser says, Miplanyo zavinto dezavno minoch. I bought it from so and so, who bought it from you. What we're going to do is we're going to look at the Rashbam, who's found a bit out of place. The Rashbam that's appropriate for this Gemara is found on the top of the Omid Beis, of Lamed Omid Beis, the top. Omar le, miplanyo zavinto dezavna minoch, kloimar, sh'omar li, b'sh'as mechira, the fellow that I bought it from told me, at the time he was selling it to me, shehu lokho mimcho, and he bought it from you. And since he's not claiming that he's been there for 3 years, the purchaser still has the shtar document of sale. And at the end of the story, we're going to grant it to the protester. Vahainu taima, they came unto moide to shelo hoya hakarka mitchila. Since the purchaser is conceding that it did belong to the original owner at once, he's saying, I bought it from someone, so who bought it from you? So he's conceding that the original fellow, the one who's protesting today, was once the owner. Lo mi baya hecha delo hichzik bo shelo shanim. I don't have to tell you a case where the current owner was not there for 3 years that he would lose. Even if he had been there for 3 years, he would not win. It wouldn't be considered a legitimate chazoka. And we will extract it from the current holder. This is a chazoka without a legitimate claim. The legitimate claim would have been, I bought it from you, but he's not saying I bought it from you. Shehu, the current holder, eino yoidea im hoiso shel oise shemocholo im lav. He doesn't know if the fellow who sold it to him, to the current holder, was ever a legitimate owner himself. It's like the case of someone who used to use an expression, he sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. He sold you something that's not his. V'yachzireno lama'arer. V'hu yigve mo'oisov min ha'moichroi loy. And as far as the current purchaser who paid money, he's going to lose the land to the benefit of the protester. What about his purchase money? So he's going to have to go to the middle guy, the suspected flim-flam man, and say, hey, give me my money back. I had to return the field to that guy, so you give me my money back. This is in accord ki de paskinan b'shnayim ochsin, as the Gemara rules in Bava Metzia. The afagav de leko edim la me'arer, even if the protester doesn't produce witnesses, mi de ka'omar, from the fact that he said velo modisli fechule, aren't you admitting to me that I was once the original owner? So in that sense, we see that even the current holder is acknowledging the legitimacy of the original owner. The Rashbam continues with a lengthy piece of commentary, but at this point in the Rashbam, we're going to turn our attention back to the Gemara. What the Rashbam explained, the Gemara will now say in a terse form. What have we seen so far in the Gemara, where the original owner, asked the current holder, what are you doing here? And the current holder said, well, I bought it from so-and-so, who claims he bought it from you. On the bottom line of Lamed Omer Aleph, in the middle, Omar Lei, the Mocher says, the original owner says, At Lav Komoides Dehai Ara Didihi, aren't you admitting that this land was mine? V'at lo zavinta minoi, and you did not buy it from me. Zil, so you go, get off of this land. Lav bal dvorim didiyat. You have no connection to me in this particular case. Omar Rava, dina ka omar le. So Rava rules that the Mocher wins. The original owner wins. And if one wants to see more by way of explanation, so the Rashbam continues with an elaborate explanation. But we're going to continue in the Gemara. Hahu de'omar leh lechavrei, my boyes b'hai ara. What are you doing on this land? Omar leh, the current holder responds, Miplanyo zavino ve'achalte shnei chazoka. I bought it from so-and-so, and I've been here for 3 years. Omar leh, the protester says, Planyo gazlonehu. That guy, he's a thief. The one you claim to have bought it from. Omar leh, the lokeach, the purchaser, says back, V'isli sadi, I have witnesses, the asoi ve'im luchi boch, that I came and consulted with you, the amarta li, and you, Mr. Protester, told me, zil zavin, yeah, go buy it from him. Well, if the protester was giving advice to the current holder to buy it from so-and-so, it doesn't sound like so-and-so isn't much of a thief. Omar leh, the protester, says, that's right, I did tell you to buy it from him for the following reason. This is an expression, and we'll have to plug in the pronouns that are missing. The protester says the following. Hasheni noyachli, harishon koshe heimenu. The second guy, meaning you, are easier for me to deal with, to extract my land, than the Rishon, who's Koshet, than the first guy, who I'm claiming is a thief, and he is a thief, and he's an awfully tough character as well. So I'd rather have you buy it from him, and then I'll deal with you in a court of law. So that the attempt of the purchaser to bring witnesses seemingly testifying that the original owner was giving legitimacy to that middle guy seller figure, not at all. It was just an easy way out for the original owner to get his land back, namely to deal with the current holder. Omar Rava Dina Ka'omar Le. Rava rules that this is legitimate. It's a legitimate response. The Gemara asks, Rava's psak seems to be like a particular opinion in Tanoim, whom we do not follow. Hence, we're going to see a question that lasts a few lines, and that's indicated by the long question marking, the kuf with the vertical dashed line that appears between the Gemara and the Rashi. The Gemara asks, Keman ke'admoin disnan, is your psak like that of Admon, who we will see very shortly? And if that be the case, that's going to be a problem, because we hold like the Rabbanan. By way of introduction to the case, what we are going to do is we're going to take a look in the Rashbam, who's found in the wide lines, in the middle more or less of the wide lines, almost halfway down, Disnan. Reuven ha'orer al sode, shemochar Shimon lelevi. Reuven is coming to complain about a piece of land that Shimon sold to Levi. The omer Reuven ki Shimon gozloi mimenu. And Reuven, who's protesting, is claiming that Shimon, the seller, is really a thief that stole it from Reuven. Vehu Reuven Hama'orer, Chosum Oleo Be'ed. And lo and behold, Reuven, who's the protester, happens to be a signatory on the document of sale between Shimon and Levi. Be'oiso Shtar Mechira Shekosav Lo Shimon LeLevi, Chosam Reuven, V'ed Acher Imoi. So you've got the protester who signed the document of sale between Shimon, who he's now claiming is a thief. Reuven is claiming Shimon to be a thief, and there Reuven himself signed the document entitling Shimon to sell the land to Levi. That's the background. Let's now take a look at the case and see how this case superficially would parallel the case that Rava paskened on. Tisnan. We now see a Tanaic source. Notice the source is framed as we practice in the Shas Ozer pre-marked editions. All Tanaic sources get a frame. Ha'orer al Hasodeh. Using the names the Rashbam provide, Reuven is challenging, complaining, protesting concerning a field. Ve'chosum oleo Be'ed, and Reuven, the protester, is signed, appears as a signatory on the document of sale. Admon Oimer. Admon claims that the protester is going to win because he has a claim that even though he's signed on the document of sale, it is by no means a concession that the protester is admitting ownership on the part of Shimon to sell to Levi. Why? Reuven can claim, the protester can claim, Hasheni noyach li, harishon koshe heimenu. That it was Reuven's interest to see that the field leaves the possession of Shimon, so that he, Reuven, the protester, could deal with someone else in order to get it back, namely to deal with Levi. That's why he was interested in making sure that Shimon would sell it to Levi, and Reuven was willing to sign a shtar to that effect as well. This expression, Hava she'ini noyach li arishon koshemenu, we saw in the case above. The Chachomim Oimrim Ibeid es Zuchuso, that he lost his rights to claim ownership, that by Reuven having signed the document of sale between Shimon and Levi, Reuven thereby is declaring he is not the owner anymore. What is the point of the Gemara? So let's tie everything together. Rava, when he heard the Ma'arir's claim, Hasheni Noachli Harishon Koshemenu, thereby legitimatizing the Ma'arir's, the original owner's claim, Rava said, I like that. Who do you see by way of Tanoim claiming that such a taina, such a claim is good? Admon. Hence the Gemara asked, are we to suggest that Rava is paskening like Admon and not like the Chachomim, but we hold like the Chachomim? That if someone signed a shtar, he can no longer claim ownership of that land. He was an aide, a signatory to the sale of that shtar, or someone else was selling it, in our case, Shimon selling to Levi, so Reuven can't claim ownership. The Gemara answers, Afilu Teimo Rabbonan, namely, Rava's Psak, in the previous case, the case that began with the triangle toward the top of the page, in that case, even the Rabbonan would concede to Rava's Psak, or Rava, as Rava says, my psak was in accordance with everybody. If that be the case, so why do the Rabbonin seem to differ with him in the case of the Ma'arir having signed the shtar? The Gemara explains, Hasam, where the Ma'arir, where the protester signed a document, Avad le Maisa, he did it, a physical act of signing a document which in effect denies him, the protester, of ownership. An action which strengthens the ownership of Shimon, who would then be able to sell it to Levi, not Reuven. Avol Hacha, in our case, the case with the triangle, what happened over there? Where was there seemingly an expression on the part of the Ma'ar of the protester granting ownership? Where, at what point in the case did it appear that the protester was granting ownership to the middle guy, to the seller? It was at the point that he seemed to give advice, oral advice, to the current holder, hey, yeah, go buy it from him. Well, the Gemara says, Aval Hacha, in this case, the case with the triangle, Dibura, it's mere speech. Ovid Inish de Mikri Viomar. Make sure that the reading of this Gemara is clear. The way we read it, we would read it with, we have a connector between the word de Mikri Viomar. It's common, or it's customary for people to say things, even though the truth is not lefi, not according to the words that the guy said. He had a hidden agenda. So as far as speech is concerned, people will say things when there's in fact a hidden agenda, but people won't do a maisa with a hidden agenda in mind. If they're doing a maisa, it must be that that's the way it really is. The Gemara continues. Hahu d'omale l'chavrei, my boy is b'hai ar'o. What are you doing on this land? Amar le, miplanyo zavinta, viachalte shnei chazoka. says, I bought it from so-and-so, and I've used the land for years of chazaka. Amale, the protester says, Planyo gazlonehu. So-and-so, the fellow that you bought it from, is a thief. Amale, the purchaser says, Vo'isli sadi, the osis ba'urta. I have witnesses that you came in the evening. The omarto li zavno nihali. Witnesses will testify that you, Mr. Protester, came to me, the holder of the land, requesting me, the holder of the land, to sell it to you, Mr. Protester. Well, if the protester, in effect, was requesting the current holder to sell it to him, so would that not be an acknowledgement that the holder is the legitimate owner? Amale, the Ma'ara responds, the protester says, Amino izvun dinoi. Let's see the Rashbam's explanation of this comment. We will find the Rashbam in the wide lines, slightly more than halfway down. Amino lemizvan dino. Omarti belibi. The protester is explaining himself. And I thought to myself, toivli liknois bedomim muotim. It's worth it to me to spend a little bit of money. Karka haroili. Karka that really belongs to me. Veloi litroyach velovoi bedin. And not to go to a court and try to extract it, and all the headache that's associated with court appearances. The Gemara goes on, Omar Rava, Ovid Inish Dezovin Dine. It is common for people to spend a little bit of money in order to avoid getting what really is theirs, but having to go through the trouble of appearing in court. Let us take a look at the Rashbam on this as well. Ovid Inish, the Zovin Dine, Adam Tam, a peace-loving man. Sheinu Roitzel his Kite, he doesn't want to fight and argue. Afilu al Shelo, even on something that's legitimately his. Osuihu Lahoitzi Ma'oisov, Litoil es Sheloi, Belo Dinu Machlekes. This is a little bit reminiscent of a story that the Gemara in our Masechet Bava Basra already reported. If one has been learning Bava Basra from the beginning, he might recall in the sugya dealing with Eov and how the Kodesh Baruch Hu was praising Eov, and the Sotan said back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but what about Avram Avinu? Here, Avram Avinu was promised the entire land of Israel. And when it came time to bury his wife, Sarah, he had to pay money. He was willing to pay money for a piece of land that really was his. Avram, being a peace-loving man, in the sense of in human relations, Avram Avinu was that way. And when it came to truth of God versus idolatry, so then he would take a very firm stand and not hesitate to stand against the rest of the world. He's called Avram HaIvri, the word Ivri meaning side, meaning Avram be'Eiver Zeh, v'kola oilo me'Eiver Acher. Avram is on one side, and the whole world was on the other side. That's when it was a matter of defense of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence, as opposed to the mindset of the general population there. I don't know if we would classify him as peace-loving and compromising. But when it came to his own personal comfort, maybe he could be described as what Rava is saying over here, Ovid Inish, the Zovin Dinei. A person will spend money on something that's legitimately really his. Let's continue in the Gemara. Hahu diomale lechavre, my boy is Bahai Ara. What are you doing on this land? Amale. So the possessor says, Mi planyo zavina viachate shnei chazoka. I've been here for chazoka years, and I haven't watched my shtar anymore. Omar Lei, the protester says, V'ho nakitno shtora, dezavno li mine ho arboi shoni. Well, I have a shtar that he sold it to me 4 years ago. In other words, I have a shtar that indicates I've been here for 4 years, that I'm the owner of it for 4 years. Just take a look at the date. The possessor was saying what? I've been here for shnei chazoka. I've been here for years of chazoka. It sounds like three. So the guy was, the protester was there earlier. Omale. So the possessor says back, Mi sabris shnei chazoka tlas shoni. Who says that the expression shnei chazoka means 3 years? Ko amino shnei chazoka tuva ko amino. When I said shnei chazoka, I meant many years of chazoka. We're going to read this expression again in the Gemara. Amar Lei, the current holder, says, Mi sabris shnei chazoka tlas shoni ko amino. Who says that the shnei chazok expression that I used originally meant 3 years? Shnei chazoka tuva ko amino. The Rashbam, the last third of the wide lines, Shnei Chazoka Tuvo Ko Amino, Shekodmu L'Shtar Shocho Harbe, many years of Chazoka that predate your Shtar. Yesh Li Eidim B'chol HaChazoka, and I have witnesses. True, I don't have a Shtar, but I have witnesses that saw me here. Ken Meforish L'Kamon. Ulefiko chamarti shnei chazoka. Stam. Shelo hoyisi yodea shehoye lecho shtar shel arba shonim sheetztarech litoim ulefaresh shnei chazoka tuva. I didn't know that you had a shtar dated 4 years before that I would have to specify that I've been here for many years of chazoka. So far, the dynamic of this case seems to be as follows. The possessor issued a response, and after being challenged, he then offered a new response. That's called to'ein, the chozer v'to'ein. Is that acceptable? So, you have to judge cases of that nature, each one on its own merit, and we're going to see more of these as we go on in the Gemara. How about this case? So we continue in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Avidi Inshi, the Koru Lishnei Tuva, Shnei Chazoka. The original claim is, in fact, entails this claim. In other words, this isn't a new claim when he's saying, I meant many years of chazaka. It's simply a clarification of the first claim. V'hani mili, di ochlo sheva shonin. when this fellow is claiming, I've been here many years of Chazaka, he better be able to demonstrate that he was here 7 years. What's the significance of seven in our picture? Don't forget, how many years was the Ma'arer claiming ownership? 4 years. This fellow, the possessor, would have to claim seven and prove it. The Kodim Chazoka Dahai L'shtora Dahach, that the current fellow, his Chazoka would predate by 3 years the shtar of the protester. Avol Shis, if the current possessor had 6 years of Chazoka, which means he started 6 years ago, 1 year went by, two years went by. At the end of 2 years, the protester receives a document of sale from the old owner. What does that mean for us? The Gemara says, "Ein l'cho ma'acho gedoylo mizu." When the old owner, previous owner, sold it to our ma'arer, 2 years after the current fellow was there, what's that really a demonstration of? It's really the ultimate demonstration of protest, where the old owner was in fact, by selling it to someone else with a shtar, was protesting the presence of this guy who was there after 2 years. With that, we complete our shiur for today.